Hello out there, this is Samwise Didier, and you're listening to Hot's Cast for the Storm!
Five, four, three, two, one. Let the battle begin.
Hell yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, heroes of all ages, welcome back to the Heart of the Storm. This is episode number 43 of Hot's Cast, recorded 10 p.m. on the right coast, 10th March, 2015. Hot's Cast is the podcast for the people, the players, the heroes, covering all the awesome that is the Blizzard Entertainment Brawler, Heroes of the Storm. I'm your host, Vincent Minucci, a.k.a. Rillandoon. With me, as always, are my intrepid co-hosts, Kaylee, a.k.a. Nerdy Char, a.k.a. I forgot to write something down again.
That's...
A.k.a. I need riot points.
Thank you. I'll take anything. It's right there in the show notes. Rill's crazy name. I can't do the show without it.
I forgot. Okay. Come up with something before you introduce me.
I will. I'll come up with something.
Okay.
He's working on it.
So, my quote from video games this week is, "Peace is but a shadow of war." So, I took that to mean, if you think you're safe in a hero's battleground, it means you're just about to get ganked.
It means you're about to get triple tapped by the Nova who's hanging out in the bushes just off to your left.
Or
exactly.
Or your cat's on fire.
Or your cat's on fire.
Or your cat's on fire.
Never forget about the cat's on fire.
Never.
Tweet me that video game.
Okay. All right.
That.
I never would have known that. I can see what it is from the show notes. Never would have known it, though.
Yeah. It's been a while slightly since I played obscure. That. One of the less popular of the series. It's been
a long time since I played that.
Yeah. I did finish it. In that series? No. Because why would you finish a game? Why does anybody... Nobody finishes games. I mean, come on.
Well, especially those. No, actually, those are the ones I finish out of all of them.
Are you kidding me?
Those are worth finishing. Yeah. Definitely.
Wow.
Because I spend the 800 hours to do.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. My gosh, I just belched.
We're giving it away.
Tristan is screaming in the chat room that she knows it. She's like, I know this. That actually doesn't surprise me at all.
Email.
No,
tweet. Tweet.
Oh, tweet.
Tweet at the show.
Nerdy.
Do not
whatever.
Let anyone in the chat room know. Don't cheat.
And you get five entire cool points. I don't know what you can redeem those for, but...
Five cool points? We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure out what cool points can be redeemable
you can
for.
You get a next year trading BlizzCon trading card.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, that's you need more than five cool points for that. What have you been playing,
but
Kaylee?
You can save them up for that.
You can save them up, yes, exactly. What have you been playing? Stop talking to Joel, who's Jiffy Poppin', and tell us what you've been playing.
No, he's kidney stoning, and that's why I have a concern.
Kidney stones.
He's giving me the I don't feel good look.
No.
I've been playing lots of heroes. I didn't stream any this week, though, because I just wasn't feeling like streaming. And then played some League and some WoW.
Nice. Very, very nice. Awesome. All right, let's keep rolling. Next up, we've got Mike, a.k.a. Fimless, a.k.a. Thankfully, we're not staring at his chest the whole time. Darn it,
yes,
now we are.
Thankfully. Wait, too late. So I don't have kind of a hero quote, but this is a quote from Hero. From Big Hero 6.
See what you did there.
And this is, what I did there. Because I was pressed for time.
That's okay.
So...
Time is precious.
It says, "We didn't set out to be superheroes, but sometimes life doesn't go the way you planned."
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Yeah. And for that,
I would say the name of the thing, but I already gave it away.
So. Yeah, that's okay. we'll just fist pump the camera and go boom, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la. What have you been playing this week?
D3. Pretty much, yeah.
I think I've heard of
and,
that.
And
think I've heard
little,
of that, yeah.
Little garrison craftiness. Little but garrison I have crafty. Now 370s and like a 40-something in season 2 and like a 20-something season 2.
You're insane,
so,
dude.
I've been playing a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't been doing the Nevik like
like top in the leaderboards.
Paragon level 623 or whatever he is now.
Nevik's going crazy.
Because he's concentrating on one. So he, you know,
he's been... He's going crazy.
But, yeah.
He is top in the leaderboards.
I have finally gotten to be able to play Torment 4 on my Witch Doctor.
Nice.
That's the best I've ever gotten before in my life. Ever. Torment 4.
On your pet doctor?
On my pet doctor. It is a pet doctor, actually.
Is it?
I'm playing pet doctor.
You're playing a veterinarian?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Did you name him Dr. Doolittle?
It's fun.
Yeah, because that would actually be a good name for a pet-based witch doctor.
That would be good, except it doesn't start with an F. So,
yeah, that's true. You're naming nomenclature.
Dr. Doolittle.
I actually went away from my normal naming nomenclature, which that is really hard to say, by the way, normal naming nomenclature. Yes. Generally speaking, they all have Rill in them. But my two seasonals, my witch doctor, and I want to see if any of you can pick up on the...
Use Dune instead?
No. No, that'd be pretty pathetic. My witch doctor's name is Tallahassee, and my monk's name is Columbus.
So you picked random capital. U.S. cities?
Nope.
Yeah. State capitals.
No.
Zombieland.
Boom! And that man gets it. And that man would be one Adam.
I had to break Keyfab for that one.
Oh, yes. He was trying to be quiet. My witch doctor's name, I believe it's the witch doctor. Yeah, pretty sure, is Fusa.
Fusa. Ooh, that's good. Fusa.
The Fusa, you know. Fusa. Ooh, the Fusa.
Fusa. Fusa is Fusa. Fusa Jaja Binks. Fusa, Fusa. No, yeah. I just invoked the name of the devil. Fusa, sorry. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Speaking of the name of the devil...
We have a random fourth voice on the show.
Yeah, speaking of the random, the name of the devil, we have Adam, a.k.a. Random Geek, a.k.a. the name of the devil.
Oh!
So, I decided to randomly bring up a winning quote for you guys today because everybody else was doing quotes.
Okay.
And the quote is, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing.
Agreed.
Vince Lombardi.
Yes.
Good old Vince. He knows. And that's why you need all chat, so you can gloat. When you win.
Did you know there's a proven fact in history that all the greatest people to ever live were named Vincent?
I don't agree with
Vince
that.
Lombardi, Vincent Van Gogh,
Leonardo da Vinci.
I think you're just
his name's Leonardo.
Michelangelo.
It was Vincent
Donatello and Raphael. They're all
Raphael. Yeah, all those guys. They were all actually Vincent. Their first name was Vincent.
That's right. Middle name, so that's exactly right. Yes.
Vincent Donatello. Vincent Raphael.
Yeah, you caught me. My first name's actually Vincent. I mean. I didn't want it to come out on the show like that.
Little weird.
That's okay. Vincenardo
da Vinci. Vincenardo da Vinci. There it is. Right there. Boom. That just happened. Thank you, Tris. What have you been playing, Adam?
Write that one down. Where's your notepad?
That's a good one. Vincenardo da Vinci. A
pretty good selection of games lately, which included, obviously, Heroes of the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing a little bit of a game called Elite Dangerous that the Pedal Pusher, also known as Will.
Somebody was supposed to buy me a copy of, not you, Will.
Yeah, so I've been playing that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fun times. I've been hopping in Infinite Crisis a little bit here and there,
nice.
Playing some Flash. And a whole lot of board games at PAX East. Like,
nice.
We demoed a ton of board games. That's still... playing, so I'm going to mention it.
Were you playing Flash like as in Flash? Dum 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 dum. Ah, that Flash.
That's what I think of every time I hear the word Flash.
No,
yeah,
no,
Flash Gordon. No,
not Flash Gordon. The Flash.
I hope he's going to be in Ted 2. Like
the Flash. I think it's Barry Allen. I'm not sure because they don't really straight up tell you, but I'm pretty sure it's Barry Allen, not Wally West.
Okay. Hey, speaking of playing board games at PAX, this is a game I play. It's not really a board game. I demoed it at Philadelphia Comic Con last year. I was curious if you played it. I meant to bring this up on Geek or Die. Oh, shameless plug, Geek or Die. That just happened. it's a game called Timeline. It's really fun. You have cards, and there's different categories. There's like movies and pop culture, straight up history. I forget the four different ones. But basically, every person gets whatever it is, 8 cards or whatever it is. And, there's a deck in the middle and you flip the first card over and it's an event. And then you go around in turn and you take one of your cards as either it happened before that event or after that event. And the name of the event is on the front, and then the date is on the back. You can't look at the date. And then you flip it over. Once you put it down, either before or after, you flip it over. You see if you're right or if you're wrong. If you're wrong, you take that and you put it back in the deck, and you have to take another one. And so you're basically building a timeline of events. And the way to win the game is you empty your hand, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Just really,
I've heard of it.
It's fun.
I've yet to play it, but I do know that they have like multiple versions where they have like music and cinema, historical events, American history.
The only downside I would say to it, the cards were really little, and it made it hard to flip them over on the table. If they're a little bit larger, they would have been easier in the hand to actually flip over. They were like almost the size of dominoes instead of the size of like
hands.
Well, I mean, I'm a big guy. Come on, we've met. I'm a big dude. I've got big hands. Which is funny because my last name, even though it's spelled wrong in Italian, means small hands. Interestingly That's enough.
The best.
Yes.
Wait, Vincent means small hands?
No, Vincent means conqueror. Minucci means small hands.
Conqueror of small hands.
Minucci, yeah. Minucci means...
Were your family like circus folk? You know, small hands, smelly cabbage.
I don't know. And my middle name means godsend, so I am a godsend conqueror with small hands. So, there you go.
You're like Napoleon.
So, really, really quick. My first name is Adam, which is the man. My middle name is Clayton, which means town made out of clay. And my last name is Eastwood. So, I'm the man.
Which means you're badass.
Town of clay, east of the wood.
East of the wood. Nice. Very nice. This has nothing to do with gaming or specifically Heroes, so let's get on to that. What I've been playing this week, I should say attempting to play this week, was Heroes. But as we found out last night on Geek or Die, Comcast has been the absolute suck. And for the last week, we have had horrific issues with connectivity. And do you guys ever have, like, when your connection's a little slow, that little blinking Ethernet jack in the corner that says, yeah, your connection might not be the fastest? I've been getting that nonstop in Heroes, and I'm dropping like 15 to 30 times per match. Really painful, just awful. So I basically gave up.
I was going to say that was happening a lot during like early, you know, technical alpha.
Yes.
When there was some problems. And
yes.
Stuff.
No, this is purely because Comcast sucks that this was happening to me. And I basically gave up. I played like 5 or 6 matches like that, all in co-op. I didn't want to mess up anybody in quick match. And so I just gave up and started playing a game on Xbox that I never played. I got it for free. A game's a gold called Dust and Elysian Tale, which is a very good game. Yeah, really, really enjoying it. And it requires no internet connection. So I was able to play it. Yeah. I almost started playing Mass Effect 3 again, but I knew that once I did that, I would not play anything else for the next 35 hours of gaming because Mass Effect. Oh, gosh, love it. All right, let's keep moving. Let's head over to the sales and free hero rotation of Der Week. Kayla, you want to tell us who is on sale at the moment?
Sure. Tyranda is $4.24. And Blood Elf Tyranda, which is her really cool skin,
is cool.
$4.99.
It's a little bit blasphemous. It's like slightly blasphemous.
Yeah, looks really awesome.
It is really hot. It's the hotness.
So I don't care.
Yes. And I don't mean that in a sexual way. It's just, it's the hotness.
Yeah. It's looks
like
really,
H-A-W-T,
really
hot, you know, hot. Not, yeah, yes. You know what I mean.
Okay. And Chef Stitch of Skin, which I want so bad, is $4.99. Because it's awesome. How could you not want Chef? He's got a chef hat. He's got a butcher's
You know the
cleaver.
Problem with Chef Stitch is he doesn't have a thing of Jiffy Pop in his hand.
There is nothing wrong with Jiffy Pop.
That would be the perfect. He needs Jiffy Pop.
He ain't no Jiffy Poppin'.
I will let Blizzard know that he needs Jiffy Pop.
Stitches is quickly becoming my second favorite warrior.
He can be really fantastic if you're good at skill shots and he can land his hooks.
Oh, dude, if you can land that hook, he's redonk.
Well, I was laning with the Stitches, and I was Vala, and people would be like, oh, I'm going to get away. And then he'd be like, yoink, and then I'd finish.
No, you're not.
Every time. It was
nice.
Beautiful.
Nice. All right. Our free hero rotation of the week, starting today, I'll take this one, is ETC, Lili, Nova, Rhaegar, Tyrael, Asmodan, if you are player level 12 or above, and Jaina, if you are player level 15 and above. And if you have not yet played Jaina, play Jaina. She's fun. She is very, very, very fun.
I saw her.
And if you have not yet played Jaina, please do not play her for the first time in a quick match or Hero League. Well, I can't do that anyway. Please do co-op. Do the responsible thing. Play her in co-op. Anybody you've never played before, do not play them for the first time in versus. Play them in co-op. Thank you very much.
I disagree.
Well,
play them
I...
however you want to play them and piss people off. That's the way to do it. That's what this game is about.
Who invited this guy?
I have no idea. All right. Skins and mounts. Mike, you want to take that?
Sure. The Dire Wolf and Cyber Wolf will be leaving the shop when the patch hits. The Golden Cyber Wolf will still be available through two bundles, and the Magikarp and Lunar Tiger will be back in the store when the patch hits and will not be part of a bundle, so you can buy just the mounts if you wanted them but didn't want the bundles they were attached to.
Yes, so act quickly.
Yeah, so if you want the Dire Wolf and Cyber Wolf, though, go get them right now.
Yes.
ASAP. They,
yes. Link in the show notes, of course, always at hotscast.com. Moving over to esports and tournaments. Adam, you want to take this section?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
When he can find it.
He's definitely he's definitely looking at the show notes and not talking to Tristan in the chat.
Hey, I'm trying to keep your
my chat room happy. Thank you very much.
They came to see me. so I can't really say no to them. Can't help it.
Tristan just learned what Jiffy Pop is.
Yeah. And I totally rebooted my computer, so for some reason I can't find the notes. So,
okay, well, I'll read it then. All right. Heroes of the Dorm. Play heroes to win college tuition and more. With over $450,000 in prizes, once you sign up your team, you get beta access. Open until March 26th. Open qualifiers run March 28th through the 29th. The top 64 teams will advance to single elimination bracket play starting April 11th. The top four teams will compete in the live finales event, which will be broadcasted on ESPN, that is Eastern Sports Network, which means it's only available in the eastern part of the United States. That's why it's Eastern Sports Network.
What about the P?
I don't know. I think it's just SP Sports.
SP is Sports.
Yeah. It sounded better than ESN.
And it's ESPN 3.
Is it ESPN 3? Oh, that makes sense. Yes. In
so
late April.
You're going to get the same outrage that Dota had.
When
they showed something.
You know what? I prefer ESPN 3 because ESPN 3 broadcasts for free on any gaming console, whereas ESPN, you have to have that as part of your cable package. But if you don't have ESPN as part of your cable package, you can watch ESPN 3. So there. That's just
here's
happened.
A little thing I found out from Brandon, a.k.a. Trump. You have to be from the same school to be on the same team.
Really?
Yes, which means I need to find some more of the Fighting Phoenixes so we can play together. So if you are Fighting Phoenix of the University of Phoenix, let me know.
Dude.
I want to be on a team.
It is so funny you just said that. I have it on my to-do list to call and re-enroll myself at the University of Phoenix because I actually have a significant amount of credits there and I'm thinking about finishing up my degree through University of Phoenix.
Soon so we can start our team and then we can
Then we can win and then we don't have to pay our student loans.
Exactly.
Because I have like $25,000 in student loan debt right now that I could use to get rid of.
Yes.
Actually, that's a conservative estimate.
Our two podcasts should make competing fantasy teams and see who wins.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I think we should do this.
I think so too.
Fantasy teams for the Heroes of the Dorm.
Yeah, if you've read the show notes, you'd know.
Yeah, no. Oh, I know. You can win money by picking brackets. And
the coolest part is that you can participate even if you don't compete. Yeah. Spectators can create fantasy teams to compete for prizes as well. Fantasy Brackets will be available April 3rd. Mm-hmm. So this is cool because they've done this with StarCraft before. I know they've had college-specific StarCraft tournaments. And I believe Guild Wars 2 also did college-specific tournaments. I'm 99% certain they did that for their PvP PvP competitions, that they had sport college-specific-based ones, which is cool because you kind of get away you kind of sidestep a lot of taxes in that regard if it's going towards tuition versus just being paid, and you're helping out students because, let's face it, college prices in the United States suck. It is ridiculous, and I'm encouraging my daughter very strongly not to go to college. So,
Let me take that back. Let me specify.
My brain. Hold on. There are very specific things for which you need to go to college. There are also very specific fields where college is an enormous and gigantic waste of time. If you're going to become something in the academic realm, absolutely. Medical, something along those lines. If your degree is in anything related to business, it is a piece of paper and that's it.
I'm actually a business major.
Yeah, guess what? So am I.
With the concentration in finance.
Okay.
My concentration in finance will allow me to be CFO of Blizzard one day.
That's exactly it. What you have is a $150,000 piece of paper that had 0 to 10% education behind it. And I'm not insulting you in any way, but that's the way it works.
And it got me a lot more than that in raises.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, so here's the thing.
In terms of pure education value, there are certain fields you need it. There are certain fields where it's a waste of time and money. It's just a piece of paper.
Tell me, don't go to high school. Kick your kid out of high school then.
What, you have to go to high school. It's by law.
You can just get your GED.
Well, you have to do that. Anyway.
That's a weird subject. Education is good.
Education's wonderful. Education's wonderful, but at the cost of putting yourself into ridiculous, crushing debt that you will be in for the majority of your life.
I will never pay Sally Mae back before I die, but I will have a PhD.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Come on. I don't care because the knowledge that I gained from my education is way more important.
And there are certain fields where the education is outstanding. There are certain fields where the education is entirely unnecessary.
I paid back all my student loans. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, I hate you and your stupid face. I don't, though. I love you, but you know what I mean. I had a
very large number of student loans, and I paid them off slowly, and they all are gone because I'm old.
Oh, you said stupid face. That's way better than what I thought you said.
What did you think I said?
I don't even want to say it out loud.
Don't say it out loud. This is a PG-13 show.
It's still PG-13, but it's very insulting. I don't want to get it recorded.
You know what else is PG-13?
What's that?
The newest hero that's being added here is a star.
Thank you for keeping us on track. Go.
No, I don't think she is PG-13.
Well, her outfit is a little risque. I would put her in the PG-13 territory. She's very suggestive. The way she talks. Well, if you're in suspense, we're talking about Lady Sylvanas.
Yeah.
Cue the crazy that's cheering.
That's a good question. A good point. They've only... Oh, I keep knocking my pop filter over. They've only ever referred to her as Sylvanas so far. So she's not going to be Lady Sylvanas in Heroes. She's just going to be Sylvanas.
Yeah, they call her Sylvanas Queen of... What did they call her?
Banshee Queen?
Didn't call her Banshee Queen. They called her Queen of...
Really?
The title I saw was like very, very specific, and I forget what it said. I didn't put it here.
Let me pull up the YouTube thing. Maybe it's in that. Let me remember to mute it, because...
Yes, while you're doing that, so quickly to go over her QWER.
Just a Sylvanas Windrunner, actually, is what it says in the PAX recap. It says, new hero, Sylvanas Windrunner.
It had comma title. I don't know.
The Dark Lady.
Sylvanas the Dark Lady.
Sylvanas the Dark Lady.
So, Adam, chime in for me if you heard something different, but from what I was reading, they're calling her like... some sort of hybrid between a specialist and an assassin.
So even though they didn't straight out call her a hybrid, she is a specialist with the title of Banshee Queen, who is high DPS.
Okay.
So she definitely, like they said, she's definitely on that line, but that she's still a specialist down to the core. Especially once you kind of look at her abilities, she's definitely specialist.
I was thinking specialist when I was reading her abilities, but I also saw that they're talking about her being a glass cannon and all this stuff, so I'm like, I don't know where she's going to fall. It's
kind of like I would almost put Thrall at that edge between assassin and warrior, because he has a lot of survivability, and I think that's where we're going to get a lot of variation in our heroes, where when they get really close to that line without going over. So I think that it's really interesting.
It's getting also to the point where that limiting factor of four titles, they've got to start looking at that.
Yep.
You know,
four titles. Oh no, you mean three? You mean the three words that define the hero? Is that what you're talking about?
Four categories.
Assassin, support. Yeah, the categories. They're too limiting and not descriptive enough. And we've talked about this on this show. Tassadar is not support. You cannot consider Tassadar support just because he can bubble. That's not enough. You know what I mean? He's a caster. He's got the bubble, but he's a caster. You know, just like Thrall is, you know, he's not just an assassin. You know what I mean?
So we've had this conversation a million times over at the Nexus.
I know. And we both had. I mean, on both shows we've been talking about this.
I'm a firm believer that these four are good enough for what Blizzard wants them to be. They want them loose definitions of what people are, so that way you get a general idea. Now, it's not like you have to roll, you know, two warriors, one assassin, one this, one that. It's, you get a loose base and you can build a team around it.
Right.
And kind of forget about the titles. The titles, or the types, or whatever you want to call them, the roles, are just guidelines. You know, just like the pirate code. They're just guidelines.
That's nice. I like that. I agree, and I don't want to see it get to the point where it is with League and Dota, where you've got pushers, initiators, gankers, you know, that whole thing. It doesn't need to get to that level, but I don't know. I just feel like there needs to be something else. I don't know. Something else. Yep. Some other kind of descriptor.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll figure that part out.
Yeah. Do you want to go through what her abilities are?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Well, you're the one talking.
Fine. Okay. So her Q is called Withering Fire. Fire's closest unit, prioritizing heroes, has 5 charges, and can be used while on the move. So that's pretty awesome.
That's very awesome. I love the on the move part.
She's going to be a mega kiter. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It says she also needs to recharge her Q by absorbing minion souls, so it's unclear if it's going to be through last hitting or if she just needs to be nearby when they die. Last hitting is
how everything else works.
They've taken last hitting.
They've
out.
Even removed everywhere. Yeah,
they took last hitting out of season marksman. Yeah, I can't imagine it's going to be last hits.
I mean, that's the kind of things that they're trying to get away from in this game. So it would be silly for that, but.
Right.
So her W is Shadow Dagger. It has a fairly short range and it spreads its effects over time. And, Corruption, which is her trait, any damage she deals through skill or auto attacks disables minions, mercs, and structures. So
awesome.
Very supporty, or not supporty, I'm sorry, specialist-y in that.
In that regard, absolutely.
Specialistic.
I like that.
And then her E is Haunting Wave. Sylvanas's body stays behind. Now, during that time, she can be killed, so you have to make sure you're safe when you leave your body behind. You can spec to grant stealth while the wave, Haunting Wave, is traveling.
What are you laughing at now?
I copied and pasted that. I plagiarized from heroesnexus.com, so you can get the typo.
Because it was typed Sylvanas. The property of Sylvana. So instead of Sylvanas,
which yeah. it should be.
pretty much. And then her first choice for her R is Wailing Arrow. Shoots an arrow. Oh my god, typos everywhere. Shoots an arrow and needs to be activated again to explode, silencing enemies. And then her second choice for R is...
This is awesome!
Basically, you can turn mercs against teams.
That is so cool.
It's, yeah, like that the, you so watch cool. the YouTube video, like trailer thing for her, you see her turning like Death Knights against Arthas. It's so awesome.
That's so good. I yeah. love it. Yes,
yes. Did you guys hear about what our plans are when she comes out?
No.
So we're going to play a game, and we're going to do quick match until this happens with Sylvanas,
yeah.
Jaina, Uther, Murden, and
nice.
And who else? I forget.
Arthas?
No, we're gonna. It's not Arthas. So okay. we're gonna play until we pull someone playing Arthas, and then the whole game we're just gonna all chase Arthas around and kill him.
and yes. that's all chat is gonna be really missing.
All the people Arthas.
Oh yeah, Illidan.
Illidan. Yeah. Nice.
So we're literally just gonna chase a new Barak maybe if you know. So we have some options.
Okay.
So just
chase
Arthas around and kill him over and over and over and over. Probably lose the match. But get our revenge.
Sooner or later, Arthas is going to sit behind the wall.
Right. He's like, I'm done. They're focusing like, no, me. I'm done.
This sounds amazing. And you should definitely record it and post it.
That's fun. I like that.
I credit that like to that. Berlan. He came up with the idea.
What you'll have to do is you record it. Then what you do is just pull out the videos of each death.
Right.
Like just each like gank and yes. like okay and then gank and again.
Put that, like hilarious like clown music to it. like comical.
Like
Benny Hill.
Benny Hill, yeah. Nice.
Yakety-sack is what that's called.
So, Adam, before you go into the next section, I demand that you read the hilarious pun that I put into the
that is good. Yes. So Adam's gonna announce the next section. Go ahead. Gosh darn pop filter, stay in place.
He actually has the notes up.
Pax notes. Har har har. You get it? Pax.
But you didn't explain why it's funny.
Well, it's because I was at PAX East.
No. The first word. What is struck through?
It's usually called patch notes.
It's usually called patch notes, but it's struck through, and now it says PAX notes.
Exactly. Okay. So really, really cool. The coolest thing about Heroes that happened at PAX was I got to talk to Dustin Browder for a short period of time.
Dustin Browder's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, I said hi, and he was really like, oh, that's cool. You like our game? I'm like, yeah. Like sometimes I play it too much to the detriment of my wife over here, and he thought that was funny. So nice. He laughed at my joke. So I've lived a full life. I also had time to talk to Rocket, Trickslayer, and Spearian while I was there. And it was so cool because, you know, they weren't getting recognized like they do at BlizzCon. So I think it gave me a little more time to talk to them. Where at BlizzCon, they're so hectic that they didn't really, you know, they have to go run and do stuff all the time.
Right.
So it was pretty cool. I had a huge fun time talking to them while we were there.
Nice.
So, that was interesting. That was probably the coolest thing that happened at PAX.
Very nice. That's a cool thing that happened at PAX.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is pretty amazing.
And the other good thing is you did not get H1 Nerd 1.
No, I did not.
Which is nice.
People up here are a lot more considerate when it comes to the nerd plague.
Are you calling our nerd brethren on the West Coast inconsiderate of their nerd germs? Is that what you're saying? Are you nerd germ?
Yeah, I mean, hating? PAX Prime was the cause of
H1 Nerd 1.
H1 Nerd 1. I mean, yes. Come on.
Which nearly killed Will Wheaton.
I didn't even go to PAX Prime, and I got it.
Can I just say that I am okay with talking trash because I got strep throat two BlizzCons ago from people passing crap around. That's
disgusting. I'm going to say right now, you got strep throat from Lantonio. Lantonio, one of the co-hosts of the Shattered Soulstone, who roomed with me, Nevik, myself.
He talked like this the whole time.
He was the angel of death.
Oh my god, yes. Hello, I'm the angel of death. Yes. How are you doing?
Yeah. Nevik, literally in the middle of the night, Nevik woke up. He woke me up. He's like, dude, I think we're going to have to take him to the hospital soon because he's going to rupture his esophagus. He's coughing so hard. Like, he just spent the whole...
Did you, like, stick his head out the window?
It was a hotel. They don't have operable windows.
I missed almost the entire day on Saturday.
Not operable.
Openable. Well, you could have a sliding door or something.
No. Balcony. No.
You were in a motel yourself.
Actually, we were in a motel. We were in a motel.
Like, last year, I did have a balcony, so.
You had a balcony in your room? I didn't even notice that.
Hotel.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn. Fancy. Anyway, so yeah, PAX was awesome. That's where we had all this cool news.
Well, there is a panel recap. If Adam's incredibly deep description did not give you enough information.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Woo.
I was just laughing at Brilon in the chat room. He said, Northeast nerds have never had physical contact with another human. No chance for viruses to transfer.
Oh, that's so wrong.
That's great. That is great. That is great. Thanks. Yes. Northeast nerds, that's going in there too. That's possible.
I have to say, the game system updates that they showed in terms of the changes to the summary screen and stuff like that are pretty awesome looking. The UI, a lot of the UI changes look really good.
Have you guys not ground your heroes enough to level 10? Guess what? You can grind them to 20.
Did they announce that?
Yes. I haven't even got to 10. Yeah,
11 to 20.
I can't even imagine how many billions of XP that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're also going to have more.
Where's that in the
thing? Yeah, new hero levels 11 to 20. And you'll also, when you get to level 30, which three of us are, at least, you do not have to worry about talent gating anymore.
Killy Saints.
Like we talked about, when we were talking about, hey, once you've gotten to a certain level, maybe they shouldn't have talent gating anymore. Well, guess what?
Boom. I like that. Gone.
No talent gating. Oh, there it is.
No talent gating.
No, I see it. New hero levels 11 to 20. There we go.
Yep.
I'll have you know, sir, that I hit level 17 this week.
Ooh.
Hey, well, but that's not 30.
Well, so good news.
I'm over halfway there.
I'm over halfway.
You got the hardest part, though.
Mathematically, actually, you're not over halfway there. Yeah, mathematically, you're like total XP, 1/9 of the way there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, whatevs.
Well, the good news is, right, next time you log in when they have this patch, you'll get a free 7-day stim pack to help you actually get to level 20.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Cause you're awesome. Nice.
And also, if you are level 40, you're going to get a bunch of extra gold.
Yes.
Just for logging in.
Gold is nice. We like gold.
Gold is nice. We like gold.
It's very nice.
I think they realized they went a little too far on dropping the amount of gold in, cause they got rid of like how much gold you got for leveling.
Right.
And all that, and I think they realized, okay, well, we kind of made it so it's too slow to gain gold. Remember, we had that article that we were talking about last week?
Yeah.
With this change, that significantly increased the amount of gold you get while you're leveling. And we'll make it a lot faster.
Level 15 and 20. If you get a hero to level 20 now, from 10 to 20, you end up with like 3750 gold.
The 15 is 1250 gold on 15 and 2500 at level 20. But of course, the amount of time it takes to get to 15 or 20.
Well, you gotta get
yourself
a stim pack.
If it goes in the same, well, even with the stim pack, if it goes in the same logarithmic scale that we've been working with already, it could take a while.
I think I've played 20 matches with Tyrael at level 9, and I'm still only like 60%.
Yeah. Level 9 is redundant. I'm on level 9 with Valor.
Well, that's
right
the problem. Is lack of winning.
And play with friends.
That's the other thing, too. Solo queuing, fast matches, and not a lot of wins. It's what I need is like 5 wins in a row with 4 friends in matches that take like 45 minutes. And like we just tear every turret, everything.
I wish
every
we had a
ounce
sound
of
clip.
XP
170,000 XP per game.
That's that exactly right. That's what I need. Yes.
I wish I had a sound clip from like a year ago of Real going, the thing that I love the most about Heroes is that the matches are only going to take 15 to 20 minutes.
Yes, but I wasn't trying You're to get trying Tyrael's to master skin
I know,
a year
it's
ago.
Just,
okay.
It's just hilarious.
This is true. As always, the patch notes are redonk. So go to hotscast.com and go through, because there's an incredible amount of information here. Absolutely incredible. This was interesting for beta stats. I found this one kind of interesting. Quick match. The brawl has been coming fast and furious in the Nexus. And if you're curious about how your favorite heroes are faring, we have some fun stats. And let's face it, all nerds love stats. Right, Adam? Because mm-hmm. stats equal spreadsheets, right?
And spreadsheets
and
equal
spreadsheets.
Love.
That's exactly right. currently, the overall win-loss percentages for our heroes are fairly close. In fact, Diablo and Zagara are our most balanced heroes with a win percentage right around 50%. That's really interesting. I can see that for Zagara. Diablo, I don't know, that's interesting. I wouldn't pick him as being that balanced. The rest of the roster only varies from this figure by around 3%. But if you're curious, these are the current top tier heroes in Quick Match. Quick Match is, of course, the old versus. Lost Vikings, I'm very surprised to hear that because mm-hmm. they are very difficult. Brightwing makes perfect sense. Incredible healer. Nazebo makes perfect sense. He's a phenomenal specialist. Uther, dude, Uther's the bomb, so that makes sense.
Uther OP.
Rhaegar, his heals are just stupid, nasty, ridiculous, awesome. That makes sense. Here, this is something interesting, and I'm curious how Adam, our resident monk lover, feels about this next
monk
one.
Lover.
The lowest tier hero is currently Chen. And going mm-hmm. forward, we may make some balance changes to bring him more closely in line with the rest of the roster. How do you feel about that?
What do you think? I mean, I think it's a sad day.
Is
I mean,
there,
Chen
is
supposed
monk
to be the best
me?
Fighter in all of World of Warcraft. Period.
Period.
And, you know, he should be overpowered, honestly. So they just need to get their asses in line
Chen
and
should
fix
be overpowered. Okay. You heard him, Blizzard. Get your asses in line and make Chen the most overpowered fighter in the game.
Because mm-hmm. who should be able to beat Chen? Nobody.
Monk greater than sign all. Is that mm-hmm. what you're saying?
Yeah, especially dirtbag rogues.
Especially I disagree.
Dirtbag rogues. Excuse me. Rogues are stabby, and we do it from behind. All right.
Stabby, dirtbaggy.
We're dirtbaggy, but we get the job done. We make bosses dead, and we gank foos out, and you know, and when you're leveling, you gotta watch out. You gotta hear that stealth sound. I mean, you hear that stealth sound, just start running, because I'm coming.
But anyways, in Heroes Term, I think everybody should be all about the same level. And, you know, like they said, the top five people there, they're winning by like 3 or 4% more. So that could just be literally the people that are playing them. Or in Quick Match, Berlan brought it up perfectly, is you see there's a, you know, decent number of supports there. And that's because, you know, yeah. you're guaranteeing that there's a support on your team in a Quick Match is
right.
basically a advantage in and out of its own. Because you could be put with, if you play Assassin, you could put with two other Assassins and two warriors, and you're supportless. So the support, if you're playing a support, you're guaranteeing a little bit of a healing or just general awesome supportness uh-huh. coming into that game, where you might not get it if you're not playing a support.
Right. I agree with that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is there's not a single warrior in that list.
What? Not a single warrior. Yeah. Well,
with the exception of Diablo, I guess they do say Diablo and Zagara are the two
balanced.
Most
it's
balanced.
50. They're not the top.
They're not the top. Yeah. They're just the most balanced. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right. There's not a single warrior there.
Right. You have supports and two specialists.
Right.
Yep. So it's not. There's not even an assassin in that list. I mean,
long live ADC. I don't care what they say.
Well, in Hero League, you get a little different list, though.
Right. So right.
Hero League, different. You know, you start getting Illidan.
Illidan which is very stupid. Interesting. Oh, every time I'm against an Illidan.
What I find interesting, Sergeant Hammer is in there, which I don't disagree, and especially if you're not good at fighting a Sergeant Hammer, or the team comp is really good to support a Sergeant Hammer, they can just wreck.
Yeah.
So if you have a really good team comp, you're a full team,
right?
You got a Sergeant Hammer on your team, they can just basically take you out and you can't do anything about it.
If you've got a good team comp with pushback, with slows, with AoEs, good
heals. Keep Sergeant Hammer alive.
She is just going to wreck face hard. And again, Lost Vikings, like, who are these people that are this good at playing Lost Vikings? Because
the thing about Lost Vikings is if you play them well enough, you'll never die. Mm-hmm. Like, really die. You lose one, you might lose two, but you never lose all three. Mm-hmm. And you get the other back. And so you never die. So you're always there. You're also always part of every kill because you have guys everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it looks like they're probably better than really they are because they're involved in everything. Because you got three guys. So if you can play the three and really control them, which like the best StarCraft 2 character players definitely can do easily, because that's just three things. Look, think about how many things they usually do. So
yeah, like 500.
They're always in every fight because you have one guy all over, one guy everywhere. So you're always there. You're always in every fight. So you always have kill participation. And so you're going to look like you are awesome because you're always there.
Right.
And you are because you're helping out with everything.
Think about
solo kills, but.
Right.
Think about a match like Cursed Hollow, for example, where you can go 4-on-5 in, pick up a tribute if you have an XP level advantage, right?
Right.
And so you figure Lost Vikings staying all three lanes gives you that XP advantage.
Yeah.
So you only need four going after them.
That's a good point.
That's what you're getting. And every map has a little something like that. I mean, I'd say something probably like Dragonshire.
Well, if your comp is set up right too, like if you've got good pushback, good CC, if you got Zeratul dropping a bubble so somebody else can go in and cap the tribute, if you got Brightwing with her pushback, even Tyrael with his pushbacks, Uther with his judgments. I mean, if you're on point with your CC, you can take a 4v5 fight every time if your comp is right.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, communicating with your team,
right? And you're still having those three Vikings soaking XP. Wow, you could just roll face on the XP.
I mean, think the original strategy for, and I use Cursed Hollow, was to just give up the first tribute and get more XP to then be an XP advantage.
Right.
Now, if you have Lost Vikings on your team, you don't have to give it up. You can still put up a good fight.
Yeah. One of the big reasons for the giving up the first one is because it's so hard to cap. Because by the time you kill one guy, and then by the time you like get another one down, that guy's back, and then you're like, damn it, I can't get.
Oh, that first tribute
takes
forever.
Fight over it so long because you have to get to the point where the death timer is long enough that you can kill them and then still cap the thing by the time they come back.
Right. And now think about it: killing them and just postponing the capture of the tribute gives you more time with Lost Vikings in the lane.
If you've got somebody in lane, yep, exactly.
Yeah, because they're still soaking.
I find it very interesting also that the balanced heroes in Hero League are Zeratul and Vala.
Yeah. Vala makes a lot of sense. Zeratul is interesting.
Well, no, it's the interesting thing is their balance. That means they win 50% of their games.
Right.
So a lot of times Vala's like, we have to get Vala. Everybody's like, we have to get Vala.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that you're going to win necessarily. It actually means that 50% of the time you're going to win.
Right.
According to the stats.
And I'm surprised not to see Stitches on here because I have never been in a Hero League match that didn't involve a Stitches where the team that picked Stitches first didn't win. I can say almost 100% of the Hero League matches I've been in, the team that picked Stitches won. Now, that's anecdotal at best, but I'm surprised Stitches isn't on that list. And the lowest tier in Hero League being Murky. That makes sense. I don't think anybody really is going to be picking Murky in Hero League. Murky's just too hit or miss. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, and they really even said when they were putting him together that it wasn't necessarily like for competitive. It was really could be kind of a fun. Right.
Although
they made him a little more competitive, but it was a lot of like, let's try something different. Let's do something fun. And then if it works out, great. If not, then, you know, he's fun. So,
and again, Berlan, he makes great points. And it's funny because he came onto our show as kind of the noob, and now he makes better points than all of us. he, like you said, he's like Vala's greatest gimp is that bad players pick her as a crutch because like everyone has Vala because not, you know, how many, you know, 80% of people pre-ordered Diablo or did something Diablo to get 3. It for free.
Yeah, exactly.
So right. Everyone plays her as a crutch. Expansion. Like they're new. Yeah. Or yeah, Reaper of Souls. So, you know, that's it's a great point.
It's a very great point. Thank you.
Yeah, there's people that aren't even in the beta yet that have Vala. And then
right, because they had pre-ordered.
Because they pre-ordered. So exactly. Sooner or later they will have Vala. But
right. It's already there. Yep. Yeah. Anything else from the PAX news jumping out to you guys?
Oh, one thing I will say, Dustin Browder put out the cutest tweet ever. He was backstage and he's like, I'm so nervous. And it's a picture of him like, it was really, really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a selfie.
Yeah.
Is he still going super bald? Or did he bring the goatee bald. Back?
No, he's pretty bald.
He's super bald? Okay.
No, he has a goatee. He has facial hair.
Because, well, BlizzCon, he was feminine.
Yeah, he was...
He was.
And now he's rilling it.
Now he's rilling it? Well, no, because I got stubble up top.
Well, got stubble.
And I have a full beard.
Man,
I don't have a
goatee. I hate when I get stubble on my forehead, on my head.
Do you? Listen, you don't have to show off the fact that you have a nice coif of thick, luxurious, Fabio-like hair.
I'm breaking out the fancy
words.
This
is so much better.
It. You know, Matt, do you know how easy this is? Like, dude, I roll out of bed and I put my work clothes on and I go to work. That's it.
Should I go Britney Spears to match you guys?
Like, oh my gosh.
Leave Britney alone.
I don't know why that just popped to my head, but.
Anyways, yeah,
I go,
so.
I can go see Britney next week.
Yeah, he's really? Definitely more nice. Real than he is femme right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Good.
Kind of a mix.
Kind of a mix.
I'm
yeah.
half. Mix of the real two. Top half.
Revoking.
We're voguing, yeah. We go from Britney Spears to Madonna. We're all over the place. Yeah, so anything else from PAX you want to point out, Adam, before we move on?
Sylvanas in the new Battleground weren't playable.
Yeah, I know you said that. That's
we haven't.
Yeah, obviously not ready then. That would be why.
But I want them to be ready.
They said next.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, but what is next PAX?
And who knows when the heck that will
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Next PAX? What? No.
They said
PAX. I did say PAX. I meant PAX.
Next patch was Sylvanas. They didn't say the Battleground.
Right. Wait.
No.
Here, do you want to introduce the next?
You know, I would get the new Battlegrounds more often if I played the game.
You just okay.
Well,
like
okay.
Me a few
you just got to stop playing Diablo 3.
Like what? I'm on the podcast. I'm supposed to play the game. What?
Right. Nah, you got bit. It's all right.
What? You mean bit. It's not out? Sylvanas isn't out yet? I wouldn't know.
My guess, wait, no? Next week.
You next think?
Week? Oh. They had an extended maintenance today. Or not. Not extended, but.
I don't know. If she wasn't even playable
so
on the.
Next week is Heroes.
Playable on the floor? I don't know.
If she wasn't playable on the floor, next week would be a little pushing it, I think.
No, yeah. But here's the thing, though. All they did on the floor, they didn't have a build for the floor. They had they logged people into a beta account at the Twitch booth. They didn't even have a Blizzard for
right. Right.
So I think they just wanted people to play, and then they gave them beta keys. That's what happened.
I do want to point out one thing. In addition to making your hard-won player portraits more prominent again, this is nice. I like this. You'll notice that we've cleaned up the summary screen UI, prominently displaying your account level, which is nice, your hero level, very nice, hero league rank, I like it, and more. You can also see, and this is something we asked for on this show, thank you Blizzard for listening, and Muzzle, credit to you, because you're the one who brought it up, detailed contributions from each player in our stats screen. So it's not just takedowns, deaths, and mechanics. You've got everything else. Siege damage, hero damage, healing, CC duration. That is ridiculous. I love that that is showing up.
I want
stats, people. Time spent in the home base.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true. Time spent dead is important. I hate when people are like, oh, you know,
yes.
I put out a million DPS on this boss fight, but I was only alive for 3 seconds. It's right. Like, doesn't matter.
Right. We want
stay
more
alive,
columns.
Noob.
More
I just
columns.
Like that the screenshot, in the screenshot, the character's name is Sparkle Pony.
Is it really? I didn't blow it up.
Yeah. Right under 32, it says Sparkle Pony.
What is going on? Oh, shoot. Hold on.
The Rhaegar, the screenshot from Dragonshire Victory. Dragonshire Victory! Yeah, it's a Sparkle Pony. And, on the left side, under the 32.
When I control zoom, it zooms everything on the screen except for the picture.
Shouldn't have to zoom. It's not that big.
I can't remember. Well, I have it half. I have it halved. I've got two different windows open on the same screen. And I don't have my glasses
screen,
on.
Dude.
Yeah, listen, we can't all have a 47-inch TV in front of our faces.
I'm looking on a 13-inch screen right here. Right here, 13-inch little tiny screen over there.
You just got...
Not this monstrous, humongous thingy there that I can't even show the entire screen of.
Screw you. I'm getting my glasses out, okay? All right. Wow, I can actually see. Holy crap.
Hey, look, smart reel.
It is so much better being able to see.
Baby Coco.
Yeah.
Baby Coco.
Roll shows up to BlizzCon wearing glasses and this beanie, and I have to do a
beanie.
Double take. Like,
excuse me.
Who's that guy?
It was not a beanie.
It's real. It looks like real,
it was
but
not
I don't
a
think
beanie.
It's a paper boy.
So, you want to know something
cat,
funny?
Not so, a beanie.
Ready? Look at the score screen, right?
Yeah.
So you have Baby Coco, Sparkle Pony, Brothman, Aeyong, and Eyewall on the same team. Now look at the upper right-hand corner, and it's not the same team put together on the...
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
So you can tell that they brought images together.
Oh, yeah, they did. You're right. You're absolutely right. Those are different names.
Yep. Actually, Sun is on the other team.
Sun's there.
Yeah, but on the other team.
Yeah, they kind of...
But on the other team, and playing a different character. Up top, he's on the Zeebo, and on that one, he's on Vala.
Those are the player...
player portraits.
Player portraits, right. Portraits, yeah. But still, so it could be anything. It's still on the other team, which is kind of funny.
Yeah,
it's funny. They kind of didn't do that right.
It's interesting.
But I like it anyway.
I like how their team name is the Puppy Crushers.
Yes.
So...
There's a new battleground.
Exactly. We have two exciting topics left, and we're
there. It is.
It was a cap, by the way, not a beanie.
I'm sorry. I said the wrong name of the hat.
Yes, you should be sorry.
Yeah, but he looks like that, and I was confused. I was like, I don't know who that guy is. Like, he looks familiar, but he looks different.
Rill's brother.
Yeah, Rill's long lost cousin.
It's a newsboy cap.
From Italy.
No, this is not a newsboy cat. No, that is a totally different style, sir. Do not get your hats mixed up.
Real, I have a question. Is that the type of hat that you would wear in the Tomb of the Spider Queen?
That is the type of hat I would wear in the Tomb of the Spider Queen. It's funny you mention that, because that is the new battleground coming out this month on Heroes of the Storm. This podcast brought to you with limited commercial interruption by Wooder. Wooder. Wooder.
Anyways.
It cures
what else? It looks really cool because it's like they said, it's like a knife fight in a closet.
Is that really how they described it?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
It's really, you go, you collect the gems, and then you go and you get the Spider Queen or Spider Minions, whatever, to fight for your team. And if someone kills you, they can't pick up your gems. But they can camp the gems to kill your guys.
Interesting. All right, lots of hidden areas, great for melee assassins. Okay, so your Illidans, your Zeratuls, your Thralls.
Why do hidden areas make it great for melee assassins? Wouldn't it just make it great for anybody that wants to jump somebody?
I don't know. Well, I guess the melee assassins are a little bit tougher than the ranged. I mean, Nova is basically made out of wet paper. Vala's...
wet paper Nova.
Yeah, Vala's made out of tissue paper.
Well, I think the idea is that
it's close quarters too.
There are a lot of places that are not good for melee assassins because they're wide open. While any close quarters where there's lots of places to hide are good for melee assassins in addition to everything else.
And ranged, I mean, ranged are built.
Yeah,
Illidan
did not need any help.
Like Nova specifically, you know, you get extra range. I mean, you want to build yourself to be as far away from your target as possible. Whereas, you know, Illidan, well, I guess he's hoppity McHopperpants all over the place. I don't know.
Hoppity McHopperpants.
Yes.
Okay, write that
and
one.
And Zeratul is Blinky McBlinkerson.
But can we talk about the...
We can talk about whatever you want. You write the notes.
I found the most interesting person.
You write the notes. We get to talk about whatever you want. I just host this thing. You write it.
Being a League player, this particular battleground focuses on staying in lane. It's like a big part of this map.
I like it.
Wait, how does it focus on staying in lane?
The quote from Heroes Nexus was it incentivizes staying in lane. So I guess... The bonuses you get from
the gems.
Right, from pushing the lane is going to be better than roaming and team fighting.
I like that.
But who said that though? I don't remember them ever saying that. They said that it's fun because it's close quarters, so moving between lanes is easier and you can do it more often without being too far away from your team.
The brains at Curse decided this while evaluating the information that was provided to them.
Yeah, I would disagree 100%.
I don't know.
Would you really? Honestly?
I can see where they're coming from, and I hope it's true because I would like to see a different type of map. All the maps are starting to feel similar to me.
I can see where you're going with that, and I feel like Garden Terror specifically feels to me like too much of a run everywhere frantically all over the map, up, down. I'm not advocating the 45-minute laning phase of League or Dota, but I do want some laning. I don't want the second your team gets back into the lane to start getting some XP and just get some flow going. Nightfall will be coming soon. It's too much. It's too fast. It's too many nightfalls in a row, too quick, too close together. I want them to be spread out a little bit more. I want a little bit more laning. I don't want 45 minutes of laning, but I do want
I think Dragonshire, though, does something similar, unfortunately, with the Dragonshire shrines coming
up. The shrines come up too quick.
They're close to the lane.
Yes.
So you can go and kill stuff if you want. But like, it seems like as soon as you kind of can get a calm spot, it's like, okay, the dragon shrines are coming up again.
Right.
You're like, okay, now we got to go fight for the shrines.
Right. And pacing is difficult. It feels a little too frantic.
Well, in some ways, that's the fallout from trying to have shorter games. You can't. Mm-hmm. They want the mechanic to play a major role, but if the mechanic is so infrequent, you know, if you have two nightfalls in a game, that's useless.
Right.
Like, that's not going to feel like that's a good mechanic.
Right.
But you have to have a few in the game, so therefore they have to come quickly, unfortunately. Just like the all of them, you know, the mines, how often the mines open, the dragon shrines. Right. I mean, the one that doesn't, obviously, is the one that don't, the curse, but then the curse is kind of spread out more, where you have to run for the thing. So you still have that kind of, okay, I just got back in my lane. Oh, the tribute's back, you know, and then you have to run for the tribute again. So I think as the game progresses, it gets faster. Now, I don't like that right away in Cursed Hollow, the Garden, it's like really quick night.
It's immediate.
I think it should wait way longer before they start.
It should be like 5 minutes
a little
in
while
before the
and
first.
Then go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dragon Shrine's much longer. The mines are much longer. All of those have a much longer starting phase before you end up starting going into that.
But Garden's within, what, like 90 seconds, basically.
Very fast.
It's
really fast.
Yeah. I almost wonder internally in Blizzard what they are aiming for an average match length. Because I feel like it's getting quicker. I feel like every match I'm in is like 18 minutes.
I think this is my teams I'm in suck so bad.
Yeah, I've been getting that a lot too.
I think that's really
But I feel like 25 minutes is a good point.
All the games are so one-sided that it's either you get blown away or you blow them away.
Yeah.
I think it's the recent release of
There's a lot of people who don't know what they're doing.
People who don't understand the importance of team fighting, so they're running off and doing their own thing, and then your team gets completely.
I decided to go ahead and do that too because I'm like, screw this. I'm just going to go
right.
The games that I play in Quick Match where I'm with newbies and it's obvious there. I mean, we're like four levels behind the other team at the end of the game, and it's. I mean, that's ridiculous. Four levels.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. All right. We've breached the hour mark and we got to get rolling because it's 11:30. It's getting late. Real quick, want to just talk about in Community Spotlight two quick things, three things actually. First, we do still have some beta keys left. We've been giving them out. I've been getting a lot of emails. You guys are awesome. Just some of the things that people are saying in the emails have been so cool. I did want to say, and I've been very specific not to name people, and I had reasons for that. I didn't ask people's permission, but I didn't want to give out names because whatever. I mean, I just didn't want anybody to be singled out in a game like, oh, I heard you got your beta key on a show. Like I had to wait for months or I've been in since alpha. I didn't want people to feel like that in game. So I didn't want to give away any names, but this is the guy's real first name. And I wanted to point this guy out specifically.
So in real life, people can mock him.
I only know his first name.
If it's like Steve, I don't think anyone's going to be able to like figure out which Steve.
Yeah.
Well, Steves there are.
This guy, this was a listener to the show. He actually asked for a beta key for a friend of his. And I said, absolutely.
He tweeted about it.
Of course. What's that?
Didn't he tweet about it anyway?
No. This is somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a different one. He asked for a key for his friend Jason, and I told him, make sure Jason listens to episode 43. So, Jason, I hope you're listening. Jason is a recently wounded combat veteran who is just back from overseas, and due to his injuries, has really not been able to do much. And his friend wanted to get him into Heroes to kind of give him something to do, raise his spirits. And he wasn't able to get into the beta. We were able to provide him with a beta key. Jason, we hope you're enjoying it and get better soon, man. Cause, we support you. Thank you for what you did, for your sacrifice and get better, dude. And, we hope you're enjoying the game and we are very happy to be able to provide you with a key. So kudos to you, sir.
I second that. Yeah. That's awesome.
So I wanted to point him out specifically. So like I said, I didn't want to give out anybody's name for different reasons, but it's his real name. It's Jason. There's too many Jasons in the world and anybody can figure it out. But,
that's what I said.
Exactly.
Oh, I said
so. You're awesome, man. We do have some more beta keys. We're running out of them, but if you want to get in the beta and if you're not yet in the beta, but you're listening to the show, let us know. It's really easy. Send us an email. Hotscast@gmail.com. And everybody who's gotten a beta key has been super cool. You know, they're helping us out, following us on Facebook, Twitter, subscribing. What's that? Yeah, that's coming.
Vote for us, son. thing we're going to talk about later.
Yes. We actually have been nominated, as has Adam Show, Nexus Podcast. We are in a group.
Or as Blizzard puts it, Heroes of the Nexus.
Heroes of the Nexus, yes. Well, yeah, that's true.
It's really funny because I was looking through the list and completely missed us because it was just Hotscast and it was really small. I'm like, I can't believe. Oh, wait, there we are.
Yeah, because it's the smallest name of all of them. Yeah,
yeah, I was like,
all the other ones were like three names.
Oh, there we are. Okay,
so Blizzard posted Kyvax, aka Randy Jordan, aka Randy Deluxe.
Is that Randy Jordan?
Yes, yeah, Randy Jordan. It's Kyvax.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. He is co-host of the single greatest piece of audio entertainment the world will ever know. That is FilmSack. That is what I just said. The single greatest piece of audio entertainment the world will ever know.
Real quick.
Yes.
Got something there.
Yeah. I've already said it to him twice. I mean, he knows how I feel, dude. I have poured out my love for that show so many times, to both he and actually Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett. Pretty much Brian Dunaway is the only person I have not expounded upon my love of the show FilmSack. Anyway, he put up on the forums a contest, sort of a vote for the best Heroes podcast of 2014. And we are included. Heroes of the Nexus are included. We're not asking you to split your vote. Just vote with your heart. Just whatever you do. vote for either us or Heroes of the Nexus and not anybody else on that list. So
vote for Kaylee.
Don't vote for yeah, don't split your vote, but don't vote for anybody on that list except us.
No.
One of the I mean, we made an important point earlier that not everyone may have heard because it was pre-show.
Right.
Our podcast has a girl on it, so therefore we automatically win.
Yes.
So you
girls
probably,
win the internet.
I mean, not telling you how to vote, but I'm just saying.
But as everybody knows, girls don't exist on the internet.
That's true. Only guys who are playing female characters and trying to get gold from other guys saying that they're
females. I told
you
guys my name's really Vincent. I mean, I was being serious.
Real quick.
She did say that. That's true.
Kaylee, I wouldn't make that argument because I on the storm is two girls.
Dang it.
That's so true.
Well, I'm in between us and you guys.
Oh.
Right.
That's the only contest.
Hey, we have Ben. That's what Brillon
said. That's what Brillon said. Yeah, hey, we have Ben. That's true. They do have a flex buff beard on their show.
You said a different one earlier.
A buffy flex
beard.
No,
I said we have Brandon. but yeah, no, I think it's great. You know, I was, when I saw this, I got very excited.
I squealed loudly. Yes. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
The only downside is that we all tweeted out the link. And then the forum went and changed the link. The exact link that was for the podcast vote got switched to the streamers vote. I don't know why that link changed, but it did. So now our original link.
I didn't tweet it out till it was right. So
well, it was right when I tweeted it out.
Well, things change in life. It's a lesson to you. Don't jump the gun.
Remember, think before you vote.
Don't jump the gun.
Or like us on Facebook and use the link that's there because that one's correct.
Yes. Yeah. And we've been getting a lot of likes on and followers on Facebook. That's awesome. And Kaylee has been rocking that Facebook page, dude. That is awesome.
They're like always on my feed. Every time I see Here's the Storm, I'm like, you know, share. Like, that's all I do all day long at work.
Love it. All right. That's what we're moving to talking about in the community spotlight. Jason, you're awesome. Get better, dude. Enjoy Heroes. We love that we were able to hook you up. Everybody else, thank you for all the kind words. You guys are awesome. Just some of the stuff people are saying is so cool. I have always been worried that people were disgruntled about the random offshoot tangents that we do. Apparently, everybody loves them. Universally, everybody is like, oh, dude, the tangents are great. We love the tangents. So that's good to hear because I tangent a lot. So, sorry.
And they're completely natural, guys.
Yes. All right. So, let us move on to the wrap-up. That's the link. Thank you very much. You can follow the show on Twitter at HotsCast. I am at Rillandoon. Kaylee is at NerdyChar. Mike is at Fimless. Our special guest, Adam, is at Geek of Random. Head to the show's homepage at HotsCast.com for links to our Facebook, Google+, YouTube pages, show notes, videos, and more, including links to the amazingly awesome formatted PAX East recap on Blizzard's page. Bunch of articles, videos, all kinds of crazy stuff that we couldn't talk about. There's too much stuff to talk about in one show. You can email the show, HotsCast@gmail.com. Let us know if you would like to get a beta key, because we do have some left available. We can hook you up. Find our parent company, which is Catalyst Gaming Media at catalystgamingmedia.com, part of the D20 Crit Alliance. And you can find such cool shows there as, what, Heroes of the Nexus? It's actually just the Nexus. That's true. Yes. Yeah.
But when you're voting for us, remember Heroes of the Nexus. Heroesofthenexus.com. And they pulled it from Twitch, which is.
And it's not Twitch. Into TV the Nexus.
Right. No, that's a different show.
Do
not
I
vote for that
the
show.
Facebook page to be HotsCast now instead of.
I noticed that. Thank you very much. That's a good change. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I went in there. I'm like, you know what? Let me fix that because
that's
wrong.
That's good. Yeah. So go to catalystgamingmedia.com for our show, for the Nexus, for Twist Another Blogcast. And you can head over to D20 Crit because Catalyst Gaming Media is part of the D20 Crit Alliance. At d20crit.com, you'll find such shows as, Charred Hearts, maybe a little something called Geek or Die. I don't know, Adam, you ever heard of that? Geek or Die? Does that sound familiar?
No, I haven't seen any of those shows up yet.
Yeah, that's actually true.
If my internet worked, I might be able to see something like that, but I'm not sure.
Comcast sucks. Yes, so you can hear all of the things. Find the show on iTunes, on Stitcher, on any podcast catcher of your choosing. We have an RSS feed that you can use on the website. Oh, crap. This will go into next show. We actually got a voicemail for the show. I forgot to play it. I forgot to download it. Yes.
We did.
Thank you guys for using the voicemail feature on the website, hotscast.com.
Oh.
I am so sorry. We're going to get you in next week. I promise. Episode 44, it'll be there.
It was another Australian, right?
Yes. Yes. I think it was. You're right. All right.
It was the other Australian.
It was the other Aussie. So not the other Aussie. There's more than two Aussies, but. Yes. So we appreciate you guys listening. Like us, subscribe, you know, wherever you find us, iTunes, Stitcher, Twitch, YouTube. We appreciate it. It helps out the show. It helps us grow. Check out the Nexus podcast as well. We love those guys. And until next time, never stop asking yourself that eternal question. Who is your hero? Cheers.
Night, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching.
Nuclear launch detected.
I rolled a 20.
Yeesh.
Did you in fact roll a 20?
I have never like rolled a 20. 5 seconds
longer before you say something after that. It's much easier for me to edit the video if you do that.
So what?
I'm like, okay, it's something. Oh, crap. He said something right. I'm trying to hit the button. Come on.
Just leave it. It's fine.
All right.